این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Thank God our nation is well prepared to pursue spiritual values, and so far it has also taken many steps, but the road is long and the road to spiritual values is such that a person must strive throughout his life. Perhaps many assume that material comforts and having bank deposits, property, or owning land or parks and the likes brings happiness to a person. This is a mistake that a person makes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. About the subject of good conduct, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, "Make friends with God's servants on whom He bestows His mercy and blessings, those who are in His good grace by being Muslims and faithful, and be kind and loving as heart." This speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is about making friends in Islam. You know, friends are an integral and important part of our social life, as they contribute greatly to the development of one's personality and they affect many aspects of our lives. In the Holy Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. On that day, friends will be one another's enemies, except for the God-weary." Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse number 67.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, while explaining the impact of friends, says, "Man is influenced by the faith of his friends. Therefore, be careful of whom you befriend." In the 71st verse of Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "The believing men and believing women are allies of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and establish prayer and give zakat and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Those Allah will have mercy on them. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise." This ayah highlights the qualities of good companion. True friends will stay by your side, come what may. They will be your guide when you go wrong and your support to enjoin right. In other words, a believer is the mirror of another believer. You know, a true friend is the one whose presence reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in whose presence you feel comfortable practicing deen. This is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is telling us about making a good friend. Okay, now for ending, let's just recite this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh in regards to good conduct. In that regard, he said, "Make friends with God's servants on whom He bestows His mercy and blessings, those who are in His good grace by being Muslims and faithful, and be kind and loving at heart." Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.